A new experimental learning course is giving college students from across the country a different perspective on living in Southeast Alaska, largely from the vantage point of a kayak. The students earn college credit on the six-week course. KSTK's Ann Hillman spoke with the first group of students from the Tatoosh School.
The Tatoosh School kayakers completed their maiden voyage last week in Wrangell. A group of four university students and their two instructors paddled along the Inside Passage as part of a new hands-on college-level ecology and resource management course.
We kayaked a lot, approximately 208.34 miles. And
that's Brandy Lynn Welch, one of the students. They spent 20 days of their 40-day excursion out on the water. None of the four students had ever kayaked before, so they underwent rigorous safety training. They say none of them ever flipped, and the hardest part of kayaking, once they were used to it, was wearing dry suits for the last few days of paddling when visiting LeConte Glacier.
Physical exertion while having the blood cut off from your hands and your head, kind of not the best.
Put a little crimp in their style, to say the least.
Instructor Peter Chalet chimed in at the end. He and Aaron Steinkruger developed the school with the idea of getting students out of the classroom and into the field to experience new ecosystems and the people who use them. The group started in Ketchikan, then visited places like Prince of Wales Island, the Harris River, and Wrangell. In addition to paddling with whales and seals and experiencing the weirder parts of nature.
Friday the 13th, the day that two eagles came screaming and crashing into our woods, fighting over a freaking shark head.
The students also spoke with loggers, resource managers, scientists, and others who rely on the Tongass Forest for their survival. They attended academic classes held at their campsites. All of the students, including Welch, said it changed their perspectives on forestry issues.
I really enjoy being reminded that things are a lot more complicated than I like to make them.
Mm-hmm.
I can't just, in my head, say logging is bad, or, you know, while I sit here reading my amazing reader made out of paper.
Zoe Wiggers says she now sees the industry in a more holistic way.
I guess you could say I'm sort of a hippie, but now that I've kind of come up here, and it's like, timber is so much more than like an industry up here. It's definitely like a lifestyle, and there's issues, and it like really affects everybody. And it's definitely a necessary thing. Like, there's just no way around it. And so I think that with the proper management, like, the timber industry is kind of a beautiful thing up here.
The Tatoosh School is based out of Portland in the winter and around the Southeast in the summer. This is their first summer of offering academic college courses. Their second group of students will start in Wrangell and start paddling toward Ketchikan this week. In Wrangell, I'm Ann Hillman.